Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis 9:27. This is Noah blessing Japheth. And Noah said, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Shall we read it together? One go. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Praise the Lord. We are talking about divine enlargement. Divine enlargement. Praise the Lord. Please take your seats. The scripture we have just read says that God shall enlarge Japheth. Now, God enlarging a person means the enlargement is supernatural. The enlargement is divine. Now, this is my introductory test. I will come back to it when I'm concluding the sermon. But this test points to us that if there is divine enlargement or divine increase, then there are other forms of enlargement or increase. Praise the Lord. And in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 8, the scriptures make us understand that he that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. Are you here with me? So here we are learning that people can also find increase or enlargement through usury. Usury is an unjust gain. It's giving exorbitant profit or interest to a loan. Maybe you give a loan of $100 and you collect $200 as your interest. So that is usury. It's a way you can increase. It's a way you can get enlargement. But Bible says that it's an unjust way of gaining increase of substance. And he says that when you do that, you will gather for someone who pities the poor. Because the person who is using usury to gather substance doesn't have pity. He doesn't have empathy. He doesn't have the bowels of mercy flowing properly. So he says that if you do that, someone with pity on the poor will come and then inherit whatever you have used exorbitant interest and profit to gain. Then we also have Proverbs chapter 10 verse 2 showing us that some people can also make gains through illicit means. Now, the person that is gaining by usury is not necessarily doing any illegal thing. It is just a transaction that has been pushed to a certain level. But he says that treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from debt. Can you give me the NASB? NASB, please, very quickly. It says that ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from debt. So there is also ill-gotten gain. You can increase by illicit means. You can increase by corruption. You can increase by, you know, yesterday I was told that some people are doing some fishing somewhere and they are using human sacrifices. Yes, to get the money out of fishing. Fishing, Keke. Yes, so children are getting missing here and there in some communities because it is the sacrifice to gain more fish and to gain more money. It says that when you do that, it's an ill-gotten gain and it will not profit you. Now, in that same Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27, in the same translation, 15:27, it says that he who profits illicitly troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. Are you here with me at all? He who profits illicitly troubles his own house. So when you steal money, whether as a corporate person, as a civil servant, as a pastor, as a politician, he says that you are bringing trouble to your house. It's actually a curse to your house. And he says that, but the person who does not believe in corruption, who hates bribes, will live or will prosper or will increase. So there is a blessing in increasing in the proper way. Say the proper way. So we have learned that there is divine enlargement. There is also enlargement by exorbitant interest. There is also enlargement by illicit means. Now, divine enlargement has got its own features. When somebody is blessed by God, is divinely blessed, that person has, it comes with its own features. You see that when you see these things in the life of the person, it tells you that God is at work. Praise the Lord. And one of the features of divine enlargement is that it's without sorrow. It's what? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. Divine enlargement is without sorrow. It says that it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So when God blesses you and enlarges you, it is without sorrow. It's a blessing that is enjoyable. You will enjoy. Arm robbers will not even be interested in your life. You know, witches will not be interested in your life. Because it is God who has blessed you. It is God who has increased you. It is God who has enlarged you. It is God who has added to you. And he says that whatever God gives is perfect. And he has given us all things freely to enjoy. Are you here with me at all? The fact that somebody has so much and is with a lot of sorrows. Sorrow from the law, sorrow from the devil, elements of this life, they are giving him sorrow. It's a sign that it is not God who blessed the person. When God blesses you, it will come without sorrow, devoid of sorrow. That's why we're teaching it that the best increase or enlargement you can hope for is the one that comes from the Lord. May the Lord bring you blessing without sorrow. Number two, a feature of divine enlargement is that it doesn't destroy the soul. It does not destroy the soul. In Mark chapter 8 verse 36, Mark 8 36, the second feature is that when the blessing, the enlargement, the increase comes from God, it will not take you to hell. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? So he's saying that there is no profit in gaining everything in the world and spending eternity in hell, in losing your soul, destroying your soul. That simply means that when you are pursuing increase, you are pursuing enlargement, you are pursuing blessing, success, and then it takes you away from the Lord. It takes you away from the things of God. Whether in physical fellowship or your personal relationship with the Lord, it is a clear sign that you are going off track, God. Because the gain that God gives us, regardless of the territory, is not meant to destroy your soul. To lose your soul means that you will lose your place with God. To lose your soul, it says that you are forfeiting yourself. That's the opportunity cost is higher than the gain. So you are gaining marriage, you are gaining jobs, you're gaining prosperity, you are gaining whatever, fame and all of that. A sign that it is not from God is that you are doing all of that at the expense of your walk with God, at the expense of your proper personal relationship with God, at the expense of, you will find out that you get to a point where heaven is no longer on your radar. God is no longer part of your mentality. I mean, it is, what is important is that you use what you have to get what you want. And God is not part of the accountability. God is not part of the calculation. God is, are you here with me at all? And sometimes you look at people who are making it, and the fact that the package they are using to make it, you have a better package than them. You are more intelligent than them, more skillful. You are more criminal than them. You have more immorality in you than them. And yet they are making it higher and better than you are making it. If you want to pursue that kind of line at the expense of your soul, the Bible says that that increase does not come from the Lord. You can't cheat your way up and come and thank God. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. Luke 12, 16 to 21. Is it a powerful message? Yeah. You want to get a child outside your marriage because you and your wife are still believing God and you have not given birth. You are doing that thing, it is not from God. And it doesn't matter who is advising you. God, let God alone be true. Let all men be liars. In Luke chapter 12 verse 16, he says that, and he told them a parable saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no place to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own what you have prepared? Look at the next verse. I love it. It says that, so is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now, this is not a man who has gotten the increase or the enlargement through illicit means. Watch it. His land yielded. He used proper farming. He worked hard to yield and all of that. And when he had become great, he said, he was just contemplating, what am I going to do with this? But you see that all that he said were self-centered. All that he said were selfish, self-aggrandizement. He was just indulging himself. He said, I will build a big house, a big warehouse, and I will store and store and store and store. And for many years, when I look at my account, I'll be laughing. Oh boy, you have worked hard. He said that, and I will be at ease. Give me the verse 20 or okay, verse 19. Great. He says, and I will say to my soul, you see, there is nothing wrong with you prospering, God prospering, you working hard and prospering with the help of God and all of that. But there is everything wrong with what you are telling yourself. How your heart is just indicting you in the matter. And God hears the silent conversations of our souls. Now that I am married, Pastor Nehwai, umbu mami, umbu papa. Now that I'm married, and young kolabium, the young shall grow. Because of marriage, now he says that take your ease. Because of marriage, I'm no longer fit for the choir. I'm not fit to serve. I'm married, I have children, no midweek service. They waste our time. I have a top job. You know, we the corporate people, we da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, we are tired. We have to go home and go to work. As if the rest of us will go to gutter. Bible says that, you see, these things are things we tell ourselves. From the soul, he spoke to his soul. His mind was communicating to him that, boy, you have done well. Yeah, you have reached just a what bobra, you have done well, so don't mind anybody. You have stored enough. Don't care about anybody, don't care about God, don't care about the work of God. The Bible says that when you are like that, you are somebody who is not rich towards God. You may be rich towards yourself, rich in the eyes of men, but as far as God is concerned, your soul is empty and wasted. And because of that, he said, your soul shall be required of you, demanded of you. That same night, one of the ways to capitulate your destiny
is when you begin to self-aggrandize, when you begin to get to that point where you are just looking for things for you without God in the equation. You are tickling yourself from a place that God has brought you. You have now become a God to yourself. It says that you have come to a point. Give me the verse 19. The verse 19, there's something that I really want to point to you. It says that, take your ease. Please be mindful of comfort and a laid back position when God has blessed you. This one is not waiting for God to bless. He's not doing anything bad. He has really gotten it in the right way. But he's not managing God in the right way. There are two kinds of people we are dealing with. Those who go through the bad way to get it, God is not there. And those who God gives, and then they deviate from God. This one, God has given him, but he is mismanaging his life with God. Now that you have blessed me, midweek I watch online. Online to his church. You that used to come and touch this altar every morning, oh. Now you have two children from you know, a heart that was pursuing God and saw value in spirituality, value in fellowship. Now that you have gotten whatever your heart was desiring, he said that, let me be at ease. Because of plentiness, no more prayer. It's not everything that is prayer. There are some things that are strategy, plan, blah, blah. It's like, where is the God factor? You are at ease. The work of God is going down. This man, he never put anybody in the equation. Whether to feed the poor, blah, blah, blah. He said, I will be at ease. I will build houses. I will eat. I will drink. I will make merry. I, me, myself. Myself and I. Everything is pointing to you will kill yourself. He says that when you do that, your soul is getting destroyed gradually. You lose your protection from God. He said you are not rich towards God. You are at ease. And he's supposed to be thinking as a steward that all these things that he had gotten, there is nothing we have that was not given to us by God. But he's not thinking like that. Tell somebody, the way you think when things are working is important. If you think with God in your heart, you will see more of his blessing. But if you eliminate God from your thinking, then your soul will be destroyed. So I'm praying that the enlargement will not destroy your soul in Jesus' name. Now, the enlargement God brings, another characteristic is that it comes with purpose. It comes with what? It comes with purpose. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12. Is it a good message? All right. 2 Samuel 5:12 says that, and David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. David saw that God had established him, increased him, enlarged him. Who is David? David is a person that the siblings don't want to see. It's a person who is born to a woman who is not seen to be the legitimate. It's not the Tim Liga wife. David is born out of wedlock. Bible didn't give a lot of, you know, details about that. But he's somebody that is easily forgotten by his own father. And he's thrown to the backside of the bush. Then God started helping him. He helped him, made him to conquer here and there, blah, blah, blah. Human beings didn't give him a chance. Even when God sent help to his house for somebody to be anointed, he was never enlisted as one of the children in the home. Then God raised him. Then he became a king. Long story short, when David realized that he had not been established by men, that where he was as a function of God's hand at work, when he realized that the Lord had established him as a king. Please be careful. When you realize that, Chale, it will take only God for you to go down. Titanic is about to happen. Only God can crash this ship. When he realized, you know, there's a time where you will realize that, look, I'm flying. It's an arrival mentality. You can really see that God has, you are an autopilot. When you think it's happening, when you command, your word goes with haste. Everything is happening. When he realized that the Lord had established him as a king, as a husband, as a wife, as an MD, the Lord had established, giving you promotion and all of that over Israel. In the keeper's house, he says that, and that he had exalted his kingdom. Why did God exalt his kingdom? This is David's realization. This is David's thinking. Bible is showing us. He saw that God had established him as a king over Israel and has exalted him, his kingdom, for the sake of his people Israel. The exaltation, the enlargement, the increase was for the sake, was for the purpose of his people Israel. The enlargement God is bringing you, if it is really from God, it has a purpose. You won't have money and marry a second wife. Because it's for the sake of his people Israel. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That you become prosperous for the sake of the kingdom. God wants to use you as an advertisement that he can prosper a Christian. To represent Christianity. Somebody said over the weekend, if Christianity is so good, why are the people bad? But the reason why God will prosper a Christian is for the sake of his people Israel. That you will be a rep for the kingdom. Are you here with me at all? If you are a wife and they look at you, they say, this is the Jesus kind of wife that God has blessed. You will not have wealth, properties, money, and your husband, maybe his level is level 5. And God created you in eternity, you the woman, and God made you level 10. You will not say, okay, what kind of a man is there? And then you will be using the backhand of your hand. Because you are the woman that the Lord has blessed. And you have a man whose 100% is still your 50%. By divine calculation, through no fault of his, he has maximized, he has optimized, and his optimal level is still 50% of your own factorization. You can go as tall as 50% as God has made you. But you have more room. Then you look down, not knowing that you have been established and raised for the sake of Israel. Question I want to ask you tonight is, why would God bless you? Why? What is the purpose of the blessing of the Lord in your life? What is the purpose of divine protection in your life? What's the purpose of divine increase in your life? Why is God interested in blessing you as a child of God? It's for the people. It's for his people Israel. It's for what? It's for the keeper's house. Tell somebody, the reason why God wants to bless you, and he's going to bless you, no doubt, is for the keeper's house. Do you see? It's for his people. Give me the scripture there. It's for his people. Say it's for the sake of his people. A sign that truly your blessing is divine is that the people will feel it. God's people. He said that you will be generous first to the household of faith. Are you with me at all? A sign that you will not see the weak, the poor, the needy in church, and God has positioned you well, and then it makes you feel like you are privileged, you are better. No. That you will see the position God. David saw the kingship God established for him as a channel to make God's people better. That's why he always fought battles, led battles, you know, for God's people and for the kingdom of God. It took the people to beg him that, now you are too old. Relax. You have trained us enough, we can fight. He never relented. Small 3-4 bedroom house you are building or you are built. You don't remember God's people again. Some of you, when you meet even church members in some spaces, you do like you don't know them, only in church. Because you have become important. Now that you have become great. But we saw you, and we saw how God raised you. Oh, the Lord will raise you and the people will feel it. It has to be that it is for the sake of God's people. For the sake. When God wanted to build a house, he told the leader, he said, go and tell the people that all the riches, the wealth, the gold I gave them from Egypt to the promised land, for now the purpose has come. I want them to bring. There are vessels we are going to make in the temple that will require gold, silver, blah, blah, blah. Bring us some. He didn't say bring all. He said bring us some. You know, out of the plenty God has given you, he said bring some. And what did the people do? They overbrought. If God is your source, you'll be generous towards God and his people. When you recognize God as the giver of what you have, as the promoter of your life, as the source of your protection, your blessing, God will feel it. His work will feel it. His people will feel whatever he has given you. When you deprive, he said you are not rich towards God. When you become poor towards God, his work, his people, it's a sign that you are a source to yourself. Or you are disconnecting God's source to another source that you have discovered. And boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. I'm praying that the wealth, because I've seen that wealth is coming. I've seen that enlargement is coming. I've seen that God has reserved for us what we are looking for. And I've seen that it is coming. I'm praying that it will make impact in the keeper's house. It will build the house of the Lord, build the people of God, build for the sake of God. Shout a louder amen. You know, where I grew up, somebody can quarrel with someone in the compound house and give the warning that don't send my child. That's from today, you will not enjoy my child's song. And most times, when disaster strikes, those arrogant parents will not be there. Because they are not able to separate between their personal fight with people and the fact that children are what we call common good. Common good. They even belong to the state. Most times when disaster will strike, those parents will not be there. And the person they have been quarreling with will be the one on ground to save the child. Tell somebody, God's foolishness is higher than your wisdom. But I see that increase is coming to you. The message I'm preaching, I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? All right. I see God going to bless us mightily. What's the conclusion of the matter? The conclusion of the matter is that you should be very happy that Japheth, in Genesis 9, verse 27, the background of that story is that Noah has 3 sons, Ham, Shem, Japheth. Then Noah gets drunk, booze in his own tent, He got drunk and got naked in his own tent. Then Bible said, Ham saw the nakedness of his father. Do you think that he seeing the nakedness of his father was the biggest problem? So, like, when your child sees your nakedness, that's a curse. You see, consider David as a king and a husband. He danced and danced and danced and danced and danced. And I think it's 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel chapter 6. And then the Bible said he became naked. Then Michal, what she did with the nakedness she saw brought a curse to her. What Ham did with the nakedness he saw of his father Noah, it's not just seeing it, it's what he did with it. Let me show you what the scripture said. Please, can you put it in verse 21? He drank of the wine and became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. 22. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Inside matter, he brought it outside. It's a month of loyalty. Inside matter, now he's brought it outside. Okay, let's see. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned away so that they did not see their father's nakedness. It's called honor. What is it called? It's called honor. Now, this is where, when I read the whole story, this is when I read this verse 24. I knew that the boy messed up. The scripture said, when Noah awoke from his wine, not from his sleep, from his wine, he knew what his youngest son had done to him. The boy did something. Something very, very bad that was not supposed to be done. Let me tell you today, whatever system God has set in place, authority God has set in place, if you do ill to that system, you are dishonoring God. And if you dishonor God, if you dishonor this guy, he just dishonor. This is a pay strike. I am very careful when, whether, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm just very careful. One pastor said that he heard a story about a great man of God, and he said in his heart that, oh, so yes, I had the end of one year. And well, I don't know. I think it's a fair assessment. I've not heard the other part, but if that really happened, then you and one and was shut down. Was shut unto me connected supernaturally. And in a service where miracles were happening and all of that, he could not connect. His own internet was cut off until Holy Ghost showed him mercy and rebooted him. And he said, Holy Ghost, I beg you. Man can Mr. Maya Bonis Mikasas or yeah. Why yeah dear by Mr. Facha Mr. Mikasa? No, reboot here. Sharp. What the unfairing stroke when you know you are on a slippery ground? Like too much knowledge. The Bible said knowledge that makes you puffed up. Makes you say things. I see young people dragging big men, elderly men of God on social media. Be careful, oh. Be careful. When you see a senior man of God who is still in the will of God, who makes an error of judgment, walk away. Just walk. You know, one of the reasons why God will not kill David when he took Bathsheba, is the fact that the Bible said he had been fighting the battles of God from his youthful years. And when you mean him, you are there because such a man has been yielding to God, sir. And then you preach him, and if you are a child of God, if you are in the church, please look at somebody and say, if you are in the church, be careful what you say to your father. Now, people are preaching to make you feel like talking anyhow about your father, your pastor, your leader, your pastor's wife is still your pastor, and all of that is cool and it's nothing. Talking anyhow about your biological mother, talking anyhow to your biological mother, your biological father, anyone. Bible says all authority is ordained by God. That wumbu mami mbu papa. It's not a blessing, no. No matter how anointed you are, these ones were born out of the loins of Noah. They were blessed. From birth, they were blessed. But look at Ham. When last did you hear that anybody is called Ham? Ham is synonymous to Ham. But what happened? Japheth, I believe that Bible said Noah. So he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant or servant he shall be to his brothers. He also said, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. Then he came and said, may God enlarge Japheth. I call it the blessing of Japheth. What is the blessing of Japheth? I believe that possibly, of course, Bible said they didn't see their father's nakedness and all, but it is not the natural course of things. So what is the spiritual significance of the nonsense you are doing? That looks righteous in your eyes. And please, let me just tell you that we are going, God is about to bless us. But there is a way that Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, he was killing the church, persecuting the church, and he thought that he was in the will of God. Until Jesus met him and said, this thing you are doing is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. You can be misbehaving and feel like I'm campaigning for God, but you are piling curses. I mean, these days, they say we shouldn't talk about curses in it, but you can see how people are, even Jesus' curse was laid on him. He himself became a curse. Curses are real. I'm telling you, curses. If you cross God, cross God, cross God, cross God, something will cross you. Some of you, when you are angry with your parent, you talk anyhow. Clean your mouth. You know, sometimes when your parents grow older, they become like little children. If you are not careful, you will maltreat them. Be careful, though. Be very careful. Sometimes your pastor can be so close to you. But you see, Noah was placed in the life of Ham. Noah didn't place himself there. As a shepherd, it is God who has placed your shepherd in your life. Are you here with me at all? So, if you are not happy, I was telling someone, I said that you can be bitter, you can be sad, you can be unhappy, but don't be disrespectful. Don't be dishonorable. Yeah, but I mean, your mother can say something that you are not happy about. Your pastor can say something you are not happy about. But don't go into dishonor. That one is called trespass. You are crossing the line. Anyway, Japheth saw a gap and decided that let me fill the gap of honor. Let me fill the gap of honor. This man is naked. I have an opportunity to cover him and to preserve the glory and the honor God has put on him. The blessing of Japheth, divine enlargement, comes to people who see gaps in the house of the Lord, in the kingdom of God, and take advantage of it. They take advantage of the gaps they see, and they say that, let me just do it. When I was serving my pastor, if there's something that I could do, I gladly did it without title. Your title doesn't make you taller. It doesn't make you wiser. What you do determines whether you'll be blessed or you'll be otherwise. Are you here with me at all? Come on, are you sure you are here now? This is what I hate, is when I'm preaching and people are listening to me and they think they already know what I'm talking about. I hate it, Bia. You don't know anything like that. Especially the pastors. You don't know like that. We are led the word of God. When you are preaching, just look at my face. Because it's God's word in your mouth. And there is nothing I read in that Bible that I have not read. And yet I will receive it like a baby. Because it is God's word coming, regardless of who is coming from. Don't have a posture. Okay, we got it. We have heard it before. We wouldn't get serious. You have to be interested. Bible says that, like little babies, desirous of the sincere milk. Have you seen when a child wants to breastfeed? Giddy, all the pre-milk, no? Have you seen it? That is the kind of urgency, passion, and ahokeka. That is what brings a blessing. But Japheth saw a gap in the keeper's house.
in people's lives, and then decided that I'm going to feel it. When he did that, the Bible said, he said, may God enlarge Japheth and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. Blessing, taking territory, people serving him just because he honored his father. He saw a gap. Honored God, honored the tent of his father. When someone else went to desecrate there, he went there. He said, I'm not harm. I do it differently. Please learn to do things differently. Learn to honor God. Learn to honor God's people. Learn to honor God's work. Learn to honor God's business. And you will see divine enlargement in your life. May the Lord bless you. Bless this house. May the work of your hands be blessed. Everything you put your heart to, may the Lord pour his blessing upon it. May you never come under any limitation or a curse. May the Lord continue to raise you. May he give you the tent of men and cause men to be your servant. In the mighty name of Jesus. If that amen is louder with faith, receive it. Give the Lord a big clap offering in this place. Lift your hands right now and begin to thank the Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. I bless you for your word that you have released. Can you open your mouth right now? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Like a kid, desirous. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I thank you. I pray for divine enlargement. I pray. Thank you for divine enlargement. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mashakapata laba. Can you lift your hand and say, Father, I pray and I tap into divine enlargement right now. I receive the blessing of enlargement supernaturally. I receive the blessing of enlargement supernaturally. Can you open your mouth? We have 5 minutes. We are praying. Come on, come up. Hey, 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 hey. Shakalaba, kaba, kaba. Lekole pelekete, kelebede. Salagadabadaba, kapa, labada. Iso, lemelegede. Kashalama mama, kabadaba. Come on now, come on now. Pray from your heart. There are some things your own strength can never do. It will only take divine enlargement, divine help. It will take God himself. Father, we thank you. I pray for supernatural enlargement, divine enlargement. Can you give me some presents? Kabata lika baha, ikuta ramama kasula baha, esole gede bele gede, ishe kola baba baba, kapara baba baba, kendele bele gede. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Shaka pata talaba, ilekwa la pata talaba haya. Tents, territories, businesses, spaces, resources. Open your mouth right now. Come on now. Open your mouth. You will receive the tent. Hey, kapata lava kapa. Shekole melekepe. Share the communion. Makondi likusaya. Ipeli piliki lapataya. Eshona. Shampeli melikwaya intola malakapata iselebelegede shakola paya. I pray for divine enlargement. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. He said, another shall be your servant. You want to pray and say, God, give me men.
I receive men supernaturally. He told Reuben, he said, your men shall not be few. Your men will not be few. Father, I receive men for servant. I receive men for help. I receive men. I receive men. I receive the resources of men in the mighty name of Jesus. Men as a divine resource in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe men means children. Maybe a man means husband or a wife or a business partner. Whatever it is, or a boss who will be favorable towards you. Can you open your mouth right now? Thank you, Father. Lift your hands one more time. Say, Father,
Father,
open my eyes.
Give me light.
To see the gaps. And opportunities. In the keeper's house. In the kingdom.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
Father,
give me a revelation. About the
church building.
And how I am blessed. To be connected to it. Say, Father,
Father,
put resources in my hand. And open my eyes. To see their purpose. Can you use 1 minute to pray that prayer right now? Let me see the purpose of the resource, of the marriage, of the business, of the job, of the opportunity you have given me. Let me see the purpose of the man, of the space that you have put me. This marriage that you have given me. Let me see the purpose. Thank you, Father. I will not miss it. In Jesus' name, can you lift your communion very quickly? Lift your communion. Say, Father, as I partake of this communion, put your heart in it by faith. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you will believe, you will see the glory? John chapter 11, verse 40. Say, as I partake of this communion, I ride on the victory Jesus has secured for me through his body and his blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive supernatural enlargement, divine assistance, divine enlargement. Say, I receive the blessing,
of Japheth,
as I partake, of this communion. No curse, only blessings, are upon my life, in the name of Jesus. Please partake of it and partake of the blood as well. After that, mark yourself. Mark yourself. Put your hand on your hand. Say, I carry the seal of Jehovah. It's a seal of favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you at all. Say, I carry the seal of divine enlargement. Father, after tonight, I declare right now that my coast is enlarged. I am enlarged on every side. My enlargement is without sorrow. It's without the destruction of my soul. And it's with purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray 30 seconds. Very quickly. 30 seconds. Mashalabaka pataha.
Patasapaya.
Lekwaperia solabede.
Rapatos.
Isokala malagada.
Patosapa.
Shandala malagada. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Receive the healing of Jehovah.
Rapatosapantanibata. Raparatos.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and receive blessing. Receive blessing. Receive blessing. Can you put that Genesis chapter 9 verse 27 there? Receive the blessing of Japheth. May God enlarge your coast. May God enlarge Francis. Put your name there. May God enlarge Ewenam. May God enlarge Amma. I'm not hearing that. Amen. Say it, prophesy. Say, Father, enlarge me. And cause me to dwell.
Cause me to dwell
in tents of men.
Tent of men.
And cause, be given to me,
to be given to me
as a blessing.
As a blessing.
Now lift your hand. I am blessing you. Noah blessed them, blessed Japheth, and Japheth was blessed. Therefore, I raise my hand and bless you. And I declare in the name of Jesus, may God enlarge you.
Amen.
Receive divine enlargement.
I receive it.
May the Lord cause you to dwell in the tents of men.
Amen.
May God give you servants everywhere you go.
Amen.
Helpers are servants. Children are servants.
Amen.
Spouses are servants.
Amen.
Bosses are servants.
Amen.
Receive tents and men.
I receive it.
Receive spaces and men.
I receive it.
May the Lord enlarge you.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.